Concern about access to health care is an issue that both candidates in the 24th Congressional District Democratic primary race are concentrating on as the June 26th primary date approaches. More from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
Dana Balter, a Syracuse University professor and primary contender, says she hears about a lot of issues as she goes door to door and speaks to groups this primary season.
But I think that health care is probably still at the top of the list because it's something that touches everybody.
As the other primary contender, Juanita Perez Williams, speaks to a group of senior citizens in Syracuse, she brings up problems with health care like prescription drug costs and access, and heads nod in agreement.
It is under attack and people are nervous. They don't know what the future holds.
The two candidates are hoping to get enough primary votes to be the Democratic opponent against incumbent Republican Congressman John Katko. As they face each other in the primary, it's Katko who is the real target when they discuss health care. Balter blames him and a Republican Congress and presidential administration in creating a climate that makes it easier to attack health care access.
We're now seeing states attaching work requirements to Medicaid and attacks on women's access to health care. So there are a lot of pieces that continue to be very troubling about what's going on with health care in our country.
Perez Williams says it's an issue she hopes will energize a Democratic base.
We have to ensure that they know we want to protect what's there, but that we want to move beyond by putting new people into office that can create a system that provides health care for everyone.
Balter and Perez Williams face off in a June 26th primary in a bid to represent a district that covers all of Onondaga, Cayuga, and Wayne counties, and the western half of Oswego County. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.